This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to have you with us. Of course, we are here live on Sunday nights. I want to make a special offer. Let's make this a little bit of a radio contest, if you will. Our show last week, we got a lot of people downloading the show last week. We were talking about Belly of the Beast, the brand new DVD that's out, the documentary movie, and a lot of you are super interested in that. I happened to end up with two extra copies of that DVD, and I'm giving one away to my Facebook followers. So I thought, you know what? I'll give one of those away to my radio listeners. So here's what I'll do. Send me an email to jim@christianmoney.com, put in the subject line DVD, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Everybody that emails me by, let's say, midnight tonight, which is Sunday night when the show is live, jim@christianmoney.com, put DVD in the subject line. I will take all of those and randomly pick one, and then I'll get in touch with you to get your mailing address if you want your free copy of that DVD. So not everybody's going to get it. Only one. Just want to make that clear because I only have two copies. They gave me two extra review copies of the DVD of our guest from last week. Tonight, a great show lined up for you. Of course, if you're new to the broadcast, we do the program Sunday nights. We are live for 2 hours from 9 to 11 Eastern. The first hour, we talk about news, commentary, politics, all that sort of thing. Then in hour two, we always welcome a special guest tonight. We have Charles Brandt, who is here to discuss his book, I Heard You Paint Houses. And this is a fascinating look at the case of Jimmy Hoffa, the labor leader that disappeared, and his case was never solved. It's apparently solved now. This really looks like this book has gotten to the bottom of this case. And more than 40 years ago, the president of the Teamsters Union, former president of the Teamsters Union, James Hoffa, Jimmy Hoffa, disappeared. It's been one of the biggest mysteries, unsolved crime mysteries, really in modern times. And tonight we're going to talk about that for the entire second hour. And also, this book is going to be made into a movie. Apparently, the movie's already filmed. It's being edited. It will come out this fall. And talk about some big names in this movie. It's being directed by Martin Scorsese. In the movie, you have Al Pacino and Robert De Niro and other really big names. So we'll be talking about all of this tonight in hour number two, the final closing of the case on the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. Next week, our guest in hour number two is Steve Eubany, who captivated us weeks ago as he was here to discuss his book, Who Murdered Elvis? He's back with another book in his series, this book about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and that is FDR, of course, we know him as. Steve Eubany is here to discuss Who Murdered FDR. That will be next week in hour number two of the broadcast. Well, the big news this week is no government shutdown. And I know a lot of you are relieved, right? I mean, how did we make it during those 35 days, right, of the last government shutdown? It's amazing to me how big of a hype it got. And of course, the government shutdown was averted this week. Trump signed the spending bill. I guess he got more than a dollar. So Nancy said he wasn't even going to get a dollar. He got, like, I think $1.4 billion, I believe that was the figure. And then, of course, as predicted, he declared a national emergency. And the national emergency will allow him to stitch together money from a lot of other areas of the budget. However, it is already on its way to court. As we understand, the Democrats are going to try to block Trump using the national emergency to come up with the remaining money. It says here, the reports I'm reading say that Trump has plans to really pull together, stitch together about a total of $8 billion for the wall, $1.4 or $1.5 billion that he just got in this spending bill. He had some from last year. Then he's got the national emergency, which will give him the balance. So it looks like he's got all the money that he needs. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen with the court challenge. It looks like it's going to be pretty immediate and probably end up in the Ninth Circuit, and it'll probably ultimately end up in the Supreme Court. So a lot of things happening in the news. One of the things that I find interesting is the pivot that is happening. Watch this. It's happening right now. It started happening in the last week to 10 days. It appears that Robert Mueller has pretty much nothing on Trump, especially when it comes to Russian collusion. That is what is sort of being floated, that Mueller is empty-handed when it comes to Trump and Russian collusion. And so what is happening now, we are seeing a pivot, and the pivot is on the part of the Democrats in the House saying that, well, so what? We're going to just investigate other things, and they want to just sort of go into all kinds of different directions. So if you thought that when the Mueller investigation was over, that that would be it, one way or the other, as Democrats promised, they're going to get the special counsel. He's going to investigate. He's independent. He's not political. He's a third party. And we're going to go with whatever he says, one way or the other. And that was the promise. And that promise is being broken already, as we have multiple investigations, apparently, that are going to start. So this is never going to end. And you might even think, well, if Trump gets reelected in 2 years, it'll end. It's not going to end then either. This is just going to be an ongoing thing. This is the new tactic of the left. When you have a successful president, the economy's doing well, which is what, you know, most people only care about a couple of things, right? The economy's doing well, and we're bringing our boys home from a lot of foreign wars, and, you know, we're at peace for the most part. I think that's pretty much what most people are looking at, I mean, in their daily lives. You know, do I have an opportunity to go out there and fight and make a living? And do we have a safe, you know, home front here? And are we, you know, keeping our military back home where they should be and not entangled in foreign wars? Which, you know what, I think historically there were some times when we needed to go and fight. You know, my grandfather was in the Normandy invasion in Germany. There are times to fight. I think many of these battles that we fought in recent years, going after terrorists in the Middle East, the battle in Iraq, and all these other, these are all fights, I think, that had merit. But I just personally don't agree with this idea that we keep troops in these places forever. This seems to be a tradition of the United States. When we go to war, we don't bring our troops home. And this is all over the world. I mean, if you look at a map of where all of the U.S. forces are today all over the world, it's global. I mean, we are literally a global military force. And I do agree with Rand Paul in many cases like this. And Trump is trying to bring our troops home. All these things are good news, but we'll just continue all these investigations one after the next, after the next. Well, the big question is, will Joe Biden throw his hat into the ring? It's sounding more and more like he is going to do that, and he may have stepped in it already. We'll have the latest on Joe Biden and other news after the break. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so much to get into tonight. My prep sheet is overflowing. Sometimes you have a day like that where you get ready to do a radio show. I've got an hour to fill before we bring our guest on. Sometimes, some Sundays, it's honestly kind of slow, but not tonight. I mean, there's so much to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about Amazon and some controversy regarding Amazon's taxes, but I want to get into something. Well, let me first do this, and then we'll talk about Anthony Weiner, who is now out of prison. But I'm doing the keto diet. I talked about it last week. So this is day six now of the keto diet. And here's where I'm at so far. I'm losing about 1 pound a day, which is pretty much what they say you will lose. So it's working out for me. I've been exercising pretty much every day. I didn't exercise today. I usually take 1 day or 2 days off a week, but exercising along with that. And I'm following the diet plan. I've got a couple of great books with recipes in it. And I'm actually really liking the food options. Some things I miss, you know, I miss the carbs. I'll be honest. I was a big bread eater, pasta eater, rice eater, all of that, and had to give all that up. And French fries, potato chips, all that. Got to give it up for the keto diet. So it's day six, and I am about 6 pounds down. So that's exciting. I have never been one to have a lot of success with dieting. And I'll tell you, I tried the vegetarian thing. As many of you know, I got really super weak. I was losing bone mass. I tried the whole foods diet, which this has a lot of similarities to that. It really does, because you're getting rid of a lot of those processed foods. And that worked for me for a while, the whole foods diet. So the keto diet, day six, I'll keep you updated here as we go week to week. And my plan is to stay on this for a while. I'd love to see, you know, a good 25 or 30 pounds come off. That would make my life a lot easier, and my doctor would be a lot happier as well. All right, the Weiner is on the loose. The Weiner is out. This is a weird story. I have to tell you that most people, like you and I, listening to the radio tonight, most of us have never been to prison, and you're sort of afraid to do anything bad, right? Even if you're an immoral person, you might say, well, I could go do this or do that, but I could end up in prison. And you always have this fear of what prison is, right? And I'm not encouraging anybody tonight to commit any crimes, but I have to tell you, it's just shocking to me how minimal penalties are in this country for egregious crimes. So imagine this, Anthony Weiner, who is a grown man in his 50s, who is a congressman, which we should be holding these people, in my view, to a higher standard, right, than just the average Joe. But we don't. We hold them, it seems like, to a much lower standard. So he ends up being charged with, he's convicted, he admits to this, pleads guilty, all of that, to sexting with a 15-year-old girl, okay? 50-something-year-old man, I think 53, 54 years old. Doing, you know, lewd things with Twitter or whatever it was, and having her do lewd things, a 15-year-old girl. So we're talking about like a girl that's maybe, what would that be? A high school freshman, maybe an eighth grade girl. I mean, this is a little kid, 15 years old. So here's his penalty for that. He gets a penalty of like 21 months in prison, but he only serves 15 months of that. So he's already out. The Weiner is loose. And he served these 15 months. I did a little research on this today. It was fascinating that he served this in a federal medical center in Massachusetts. Now, why would he be in a medical center? Seems like a healthy guy, right? So I was researching. So what is his medical problem? And his medical problem is that he was supposedly there to get treatment for this addiction to doing perverted things over the internet. That there's like a program for that. But get this. This is a minimum security facility, minimum security. And I saw some pictures of it, and I read some articles about it. Some of the inmates have private rooms, and private bathrooms, televisions. They can take classes like art classes, music classes, culinary classes, all of this. They can have visitors. There's all these visiting opportunities. I don't even think this isn't like a real jail even. It looks like a, you know, maybe like a college dorm is really more what it looks like. And this whole idea of going to a federal medical center instead of going to a real prison, I think is a sham, in my opinion. I don't know how you get away with that. But the wiener is loose. He is out. He is supposedly either going to have home confinement for part of the time that he serves the remaining 6 months, or will be at like a halfway house or something. But think about this. If this were your daughter and a congressman in his 50s was doing perverted stuff online with your 15-year-old daughter, and then in like a little over a year, after staying in what looks like a college dorm, is released out into the public. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm the only one that this strikes as odd, but I always thought, you know, especially something like, you know, taking advantage of children sexually taking advantage of young children, that in our society, that was one of the most egregious things you could do. I mean, in my mind, make a list of crimes. I mean, I would put that at the top of the list. Murders may be at the top of the list. Maybe rape would be next, right? Sexually assaulting a child or doing stuff like this online with a kid, that's right up there for me. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one that sees a problem with a sitting congressman in his 50s doing this kind of stuff online with a 15-year-old little girl, and then he gets like a little over a year in what looks like a college dorm where there are TVs and private rooms and private bathrooms, and you could take cooking classes and music classes and all that. I mean, you know what? That's a lot better life, I think, than most homeless people have, or a lot of people living in like Section 8 housing. How is that really punishment? And I guess a criminal justice system is really not about punishment anymore. It's about supposedly, you know, restoring people, bringing people back, you know, bringing them back into, you know, I don't know. I mean, the recidivism rate among these kinds of predators is like in the 90%+. These are people that typically do not change. And I think the only thing that would make someone like this change would be the fear of going to a prison, a real prison. And it looks like this guy got a slap on the wrist, in my opinion, a little over a year in this federal medical center, which is like minimum security. I don't know. It just seems like a scam. And, you know, he's connected, right? He's like the adopted son, supposedly, of Bill Clinton. And apparently he's a protege of Charles Schumer. And, you know, he's got all these connections to Hillary and Bill and everybody else. And, you know, he went off to a little retreat for 15 months, and now the wiener is on the loose. The wiener is on the loose tonight in New York. When we come back, Amazon pays no taxes on $11 billion in profits.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund a border wall is generating fierce opposition from Democrats who plan to introduce a resolution to block the president's move. On Fox News Sunday, host Chris Wallace asked White House advisor Stephen Miller if the president would veto such a resolution.
Well, obviously the president is going to protect his national emergency declaration, Chris. And I know that we're out of time, but again, I want to make this point. There's no threat.
So yes, he will veto?
He's going to protect his national emergency declaration, guaranteed.
On CNN's State of the Union, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says Trump only declared a national emergency because lawmakers refused to pay for the wall.
He couldn't get the Mexicans to build the wall. He couldn't get Congress to vote the money. And this is, in fact, the first emergency declaration like this with that kind of construct where he got turned down by Congress and then went ahead and did it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
I know a lot of you are fascinated with Scientology, as am I. And it's right across the state here from me. I have guests on from time to time. These tend to be some of our most popular downloaded shows. And I happened to run across today a special report by 60 Minutes Australia about Scientology. And it's about Shelley Miscavige, who is the wife of David Miscavige, who is the top guy in Scientology. And apparently she's been missing for a number of years, and they think she's sequestered somewhere. And this report is like an investigation into where could she be. And I'll tell you, just like all these Scientology investigations are, it's just riveting. It's like the Scientology people come out and start, you know, rushing towards the cameras, and you got to love it. It's just great TV. Anyway, we embedded that on the blog. So if you want to watch that video, just jump over to blog.christianmoney.com, or you'll find that on the homepage of our website, christianmoney.com. You'll find a link there. Just look for that as the most recent article I posted today on the blog over at christianmoney.com. And before we talk about Amazon, this story, we talked about Mueller a little bit earlier, and the Mueller investigation appears to be coming to a close. With nothing but maybe some accusations of Trump paying off some past girlfriends. That appears to be all they have. There is no Russian collusion. So apparently the Democrats are trying to come up with something quickly to transition into some other investigations. But this Andrew McCabe book, which is now out, Andrew McCabe, of course, formerly, he was the acting head of the FBI after Jim Comey was fired, one of the top guys over there. He was forced into early retirement because of a bunch of questionable things that he did while he was there. And we don't spend a lot of time on this show breaking all this down. A great show to listen to is Sean Hannity. He does that. He's got a lot of great guests that do that, Greg Jarrett among them. But in any case, there's a lot of excerpts of this new Andrew McCabe book that is, he's on tour now doing a lot of interviews, appearances, etc. And the story that came out today really got my attention. Everybody already knows, right, that there was a group within the deep state that were trying to get Trump removed from office. And they were trying to use the 25th Amendment to say that Trump was not competent to be able to be president. They were trying to use that. Well, the news today, apparently from Andrew McCabe's book tour, is that they had convinced two of the cabinet members to go along with this 25th Amendment removal of Trump very early in his presidency. This was right after he fired Comey. That to me was just, wow, that was huge news. I didn't really see a lot of coverage of that. But to think about this idea of a soft coup and removing a sitting president, and they went so far as to get actually two cabinet members who they haven't named them. They haven't told us who they are. But man, this is a big story. I mean, historically, 25, 50 years from now, people are going to go back and look at this and look at this literal coup attempt here in our government. And what I don't get, much like the Comey book, Andrew McCabe seems to be proud of what he did. He's written a book about it and appears to be sort of above all this. Like, yep, I did all this stuff and here's my book. And the same thing with Comey. I'm just hoping and praying that maybe somehow, some way there's going to be some consequences, some real consequences for all these people that were involved in clearly this un-American effort to remove a duly elected president and go against the will of the American people. All right, this story is getting a lot of traction. You'll hear about it this week. Amazon is in the news for a couple of reasons. Let me start with the headline that Amazon had 11 billion with a B. Amazon had $11 billion in profits this most recent fiscal year and paid no taxes. No taxes. Now let me make this clear. That's the corporation Amazon. Of course, all of the officers and, you know, the high paid executives, all of those people are paying income taxes, right, on what they get. But it still is pretty shocking to read that headline. Amazon pays no taxes as a corporation on $11 billion, with a B, $11 billion in profits. So I did some reading on this today and I was thinking, you know, how could that be? I mean, what are they using, like offshore tricks? A lot of these corporations, they go offshore and they hide money in, you know, Ireland and the Netherlands, and they do all these, you know, tax strategies. I read the explanation and I wish I could tell you that I understood it. It was that, you know, they qualify for certain tax breaks and research grants and tax credits and this and that and the other thing. And bottom line is they don't owe any taxes. They have sort of worked the system, the corporate welfare system. I have no qualms with Amazon. I like Amazon. I buy stuff almost every day on Amazon. I know some of my listeners are a part of this sort of anti-Amazon group. They don't like it when I talk positively about Amazon. They won't buy like any of the Amazon devices or even buy books on Amazon. I make an income from Amazon. I have a number of books on Amazon, and that's one of the ways I make an income is from Amazon. So I like Amazon as an author to be able to distribute my books, self-publish my books now in recent years instead of losing all the money to big publishers. Nonetheless, though, man, for those of us that pay taxes, it's just kind of a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? $11 billion in profits and no taxes for Amazon. All right. The other big story is Amazon had selected two locations for their big expansion. And this was like kind of winning the Olympics. All the big cities in the country did proposals and tried to woo Amazon. They offered all kinds of tax breaks and incentives and this and that and the other thing to get Amazon to open up one of these, you know, big campuses in their area. Because this means thousands of jobs, and it means not just millions, but billions in local taxable income and so forth. So in any case, maybe Amazon corporately doesn't pay taxes, but all the workers would be. So that's where I'm getting these numbers. But so they awarded, instead of one campus, this was going to be one giant campus. They split it between Arlington, Virginia, and then Long Island City, which is in Queens, which is New York City area. Good news, right, for both of those areas. Well, the people in Long Island City, in particular, the new star of Capitol Hill, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, better known as AOC, her and a bunch of her minions were protesting against Amazon, that they got too many tax incentives and abatement of taxes and this and that and the other thing. So they made such a ruckus about it. Then Amazon took their ball and they went home and they canceled opening up this giant campus in Long Island City in Queens, New York. And it really has split the Democrats, because a lot of Democrats worked really, really hard to get these jobs. We're talking about 25,000 to 40,000 jobs that would have been brought to the area. And an estimated $27 billion with a B in tax revenue, I guess, is the number. All of that lost. All right, we'll have more news. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, I guess I should tell you to get your telescope ready and your camera if you want to see what they're saying here is going to be the biggest and brightest supermoon of the year. That is going to be on Monday night. So those listening live tonight, you got 24 hours to get all your gear together. I've got my telescope back on my back patio, and I love my little telescope. It's a nice, powerful telescope. I actually bought it on Craigslist, and I've always wanted to have a nice little telescope, and I do pull it out for special occasions like this. So tomorrow night, I will be probably out there with my telescope. The one thing I would like to ask, if you are a photographer, how do you get good pictures of the moon? I don't know. I've got different cameras. I try different phones of mine that have cameras built in. And all I get is like this white, blurry ball. I mean, it would be as if I just took a picture of a ping pong table, of a ping pong ball on a black table. That's what my pictures look like. Somehow there's got to be a setting on my $1,500 camera that I have that I don't know how to use, this DSLR camera, to get a good picture of the moon, because tomorrow will be the night to do it. And it's great here where I live. I am out of the big city. We're right by the beach here, and we have an incredible view of the stars every night. And these events are great for photography if you know how to use your camera. All right. This is really interesting to me. You know, I'm always looking for ways that people make money. You know, what some of the unique things that people do. And I'm actually going to be writing this article tomorrow, and I've been doing a lot of research on it over the last 3 or 4 days. And I am curious, maybe somebody listening is doing this. If you are, send me an email. I'd love to get a little bit of background on how you're doing with this. This is a business opportunity where you buy pallets of returned merchandise from like Amazon, Target, Walmart, these kinds of places. And there are websites where you can go to, and one of them is called liquidation.com. Let me just check that so I give you the right site. Liquidation.com is one of the big ones. And what you do is you go there, and it's kind of like eBay, but you don't just buy like one item. What you're doing is you're buying like a giant box or a pallet. in some cases, a truckload of items. And I guess this is a thing now. People do this. And what happens is when you buy something on Amazon and you return it, I always thought, well, you return something in really super good condition, they just reseal the box and sell it again. And I think they do that sometimes. But a lot of those returns just get resold in bulk. So what people are doing is they're buying this stuff in bulk, these returns, and they're turning it around and selling them on eBay. They're doing flea markets, this kind of thing. And it's crazy. Some of the stuff, I'm pulling it up right now. So here's one right now. Okay, this is a package. This is a lot of 14 Dell laptop computers. 14 Dell laptop computers. And apparently these are refurbished. They're showing some pictures here. They look like they've got a few scratches on them, but there are 14 computers. They tell you the models, everything here, blah, blah, blah. The bid for all 14 of these computers is $232 is the current bid. And it says here you're going to get 14 Dell laptops with chargers. The retail value is greater than $10,000 is the retail value. Okay. And you get all of these, you bid. So this particular auction has like 1 day and 22 hours left. So almost 2 days left. And the current bid is $232 for all these computers. And I mean, this is everything from like health and beauty, consumer electronics. And then what's kind of fun are these general merchandise pallets. And, you know, some of these, it's just sort of a mixture of just like a lot of different things. There's even books. So you click on books and there's giant. I'm saying, okay, so here's one right now. Here's a box of books. It has 684 books in it. And the current bid is $310. Here's another one. It has a total of, let's see here. Here's one with 300 books. Current bid, $100 for 300 books. Now, I guess one of the parts of this that you have to understand is the shipping cost, because you're going to get like this big giant box or pallet of stuff. And you don't always know exactly what you're going to get, because they give you sort of an overview on some of these, like these boxes of books. You're just going to get a lot of different books. Sometimes they're broken down by category, but not always. But I was thinking, man, this would be interesting. And people are doing this. You get a big box of maybe like jewelry or watches, health products, baby products, clothing, all this different kind of stuff. You just pick one of these categories, you bid, and for like a couple $100, you get one of these big boxes or pallets or even a truckload. And then you could turn around and sell that, you know, maybe at a flea market, maybe on eBay. So the trick to this, though, is the shipping. And one of the cool things is you can actually pick from all the different locations of where the items are, and they allow you to physically go pick them up. So if you're near, like if you're within a few hours drive of one of these locations, you can bid and then go there in your own truck and get the stuff. And here we go. This is interesting. 150 magazines from the 1970s and 1980s, the current bid, $100. So, you know, you see those shops where people sell old magazines. There you go. There's your starting inventory. So this is a cool way to get into maybe a flea market business or an eBay business, something like that. Or maybe starting a local store of some sort. Maybe you want to start a local bookstore or a local store that sells maybe like, you know, baby products. You can just pick baby products and buy a whole pallet of return baby products. And I think it's interesting. I don't know anyone actually doing this, but I've been reading a lot of articles about it. And there's a lot of people posting videos on YouTube sharing, hey, I got my pallet and here's what was in it and here's what I'm going to do with it. So you can find more information about that also over at YouTube. But fascinating idea. One of the big sites, if you want to take a look at this, is liquidation.com. Joe Biden, we'll close it out with Biden. I promised to get to this earlier. I didn't. Joe Biden is overseas right now. He just did a speech in Munich, Germany, and he was quoted as saying that America is an embarrassment. And so that's a big story right now. A lot of people wondering if Joe Biden is going to get into the race. Some people say he's too old. Some people say that this isn't the time for a white man to be running for the Democrat nomination. They're looking for, one of these other younger up-and-comers, maybe a woman, of color. It'll be interesting to see. It's just an incredibly large field of Democrats competing for the nomination this time. And one of the big questions is, how far left will the Democrats go to win the nomination? I guess Bernie is in now. Bernie put a video out yesterday. He's in. I don't know. There's maybe 15 of them are in so far of the bigger names. And the big question is Biden. And you're hearing a lot of different things. So some people are saying that Biden is not even able to get like a backing of Obama. Biden was his vice president for 8 years. And the rumor is that Biden can't get Obama's backing. Obama wants to stay on the sidelines until the primaries are decided. This will be interesting. Some are speculating, will the Democrats self-destruct by trying to go further and further and further left? Like Kamala Harris had to come out after she said, get rid of all private health care, single payer, government health care. And then she had to retract that and say, that's not what I really meant. So, we've got, of course, the whole AOC effect, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal, and just a lot of super left things out there. And Bernie is in, and maybe Joe Biden will be in soon. It's going to be exciting. It's like a clown car, right? And you see all those clowns come out of the clown car at the circus. How many Dems will there be competing for the nomination? All right, we'll be back with our guest after the news. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.